You've reached
Bridge Over the River Sniffer.
I'm Nora.
I'm Kathy. Hey, how's it going?
Oh, I'm pretty good. You know, I was thinking about you the other day because remember you were talking about vlogging, video blogging the other day?
I know, yeah. I don't like it. I don't like anything, though.
Well, except shopping. You better get used to it, though, because I was reading an article, and as usual, I forgot to write down where I read it. I don't know. Maybe I even dreamt it. Who knows? But people are talking about the iPod, I as in EYE, pod.
Is that sort of like where I think you're going? It's sort of like rather than the iPod to listen to, it's the iPod you actually watch videos?
Yeah, and I mean, it's really, it's a natural thing. We've talked about this on the show before about how, like, at some point we're just going to have tons of media on wireless handheld devices, whether it's your cell phone or your MP3 player or whatever. So there have been actually rumors out that Apple is going to come out with a video-capable iPod in the fall. So that's the rumor online. So it's like raises a lot of interesting questions. Like, are we about to see like insane numbers of movie piracy happening now? Or are people going to be using it as a participatory medium as the article?
Much like podcasts?
Yeah, I mean, that was sort of the focus of the article that I was reading. Is this the new podcast that instead of like listening to Kathy and Nora, you'd be watching us? Wouldn't that be exciting?
I would hate that.
Why?
I don't, well, you've done more TV than I have. I don't, it's always that sort of thing, like, how do I look?
Actually, somebody I was talking to the other day was talking about, at a dinner party, was saying that what she really likes about podcasting is what people like about radio, which is that it's really a multitasking kind of medium, right? That you can be doing something like, you know, shopping or walking a picket line or whatever, and have this audio input. Whereas even if you have your video on a wireless handheld device, you still have to look at it while you're, hopefully not while you're driving, but you know, while you're walking or whatever. It's not really as, it's technically portable, but not usably portable, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I just thought of two potential applications for it. That one would be really, really good, and that would be for cooking. But the other obvious application for me, it would be pornography.
Oh, that would be obvious for you, wouldn't it?
Well, it was pretty obvious for the internet when the internet got going. It's been the biggest deal.
Yeah, no, that's true. That seems like a really obvious, you can imagine the explosion in the amateur porn industry, eh? It would really make you think twice about the people who are watching their video on their cell phones or on their iPods on the streetcar next to you.
I wonder who would regulate that, because I would think that that would pop up. I know that there has been a bit of erotic stuff on iPod as far as the podcasts go, but not that many. The like Podcast Alley and places like that, that's pretty clean.
No, which is weird when you consider how potentially erotic the voice is and the power of, and I mean, maybe it's more so for women than it is for men who seem to be a little bit more visual in orientation, but actually, you know, the power of the voice and your imagination. Well, I mean, look at the success of all those, you know, chat phone lines, right? Where people get off to conversation.
Hey, that you might be onto something. Maybe I'm surprised that the porno industry hasn't figured that out, but that certainly would be a new app, I guess. But also there could be something about worrying about how it's going to be regulated.
But the other thing that is funny is a thing that Wired magazine was talking about, which is a new trend that television shows, and you know how like major media are trying so hard to get eyeballs and try and keep people like watching the tube, that they've actually started making content available as podcasts. Not the pictures, just the audio.
So it'd be like listening to Friends or listening to 24, just the voices.
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder how it would work. I wonder how well it would work. Maybe for repeats.
Yeah, I guess one of the things that the Wired magazine was alluding to is the fact that they don't want to make the whole content available, because imagine the potential for just like, you know, if you have a popular series, you're thinking about your DVD sales down the road and all that stuff. So obviously they don't want to make things available in a format that people can just copy.
They'll just do anything for a buck, won't they, Nora?
That's my slogan and I'm sticking to it. Kathy, what did you want to talk to? Oh, fashion. You had something about fashion you wanted to talk about.
Yeah. Bad news, folks. Well, at least for me, and I think for you too, Nora. Actually, a couple of months ago, or a month ago, you said that pants, you promised me that pants were going up. Waists were going to be higher.
They are. That's a huge trend.
Well, the belts are going lower.
Really?
Yes, belt. They're going way, way low. Sort of like the hip-hop guys wear. You know, sort of like, so you got the crack thing happening or the underpants holding over. And so they're saying that where it's coming from is probably it's the hip-hop. And it's also kind of a return or a look back to sort of like flapper fashion in the 20s. You know, when they had the stuff pulled really, really low to your hips.
I just find that such an unflattering look. I mean, maybe people are finding that, you know, the whole problem with the low slung pants thing was that your roll of flab is hanging out. And for most women, like, you know, your lower stomach is kind of flabby, right? Yeah. So maybe it's compensating for that, that we're going to have like the aesthetic of the low pants, but with a little more cover up. Because the ones that I saw were people were wearing not only like the pants for their belts, but like kind of long tops over it. So it's actually really like quite covered. And it covers up your pot belly too, I guess. Ugh, it's so unattractive. It really reminds me of the 80s.
I know. And everyone look like they have dwarf legs.
Yeah, it's not a good look for anybody. Bring back the long pants, the tall, high-waisted pants, I say.
I say too. Hair, hair. And that's it for
The Sniffer. Send us an email, thesniffer@technologian.org. See ya.
She does that so well. Bye.